WHFR Dearborn. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. And in the studio, we have Fate of Misery. How you doing, gentlemen?
Not bad. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man.
It's great to be back.
We're excited to be here, man.
Glad to have you back. You guys are great, man.
All right.
Thanks for coming so down so far. I know traffic and the weather and all that stuff, you know, it had to be a fun time, right?
Oh, people drive.
Got to push the dump button.
That's my bad. So,
okay.
Yeah, we were a little upset about that, but.
Got to remember that. No swear words, okay?
Yes, sir.
I know you're used to your shows where, hey, you can do that all night long.
It gets a little wild up there.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's all right. We got it. So, what do you got for us?
Well, we brought
a bunch of tracks we're going to play for you guys tonight.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Well, we're doing them live, of course. Right, we got a couple off of the first album. Came out December 9th.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do some brand new ones. We haven't brought down here yet.
Yeah, a couple of them.
Okay. All right, what's the first one?
This first one is Mutation of the Afflicted.
Okay.
Here we go. Ready to go? We'll be right back.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Fate of Misery.
Glad to be here. Oh my God, what's happening here?
You're scaring children with your music.
We try. We really try.
Oh, so it's been over a year, believe it or not, since you guys were here.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, you graciously came down for our radiothon, which is usually in April.
So glad to help.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
How'd that go this year?
It went well.
Great.
We did the same thing. We had a live act here in the studio every day of the week, and things are going well. So
always a good time down here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we always have a good time down here. We just can't talk about it, that's all.
Right. What happens in the station stays in the station.
Exactly.
I feel you.
So what have you gentlemen been up to since then?
Oh, we've been writing a bunch of music, and like we're trying to get the next album ready to go before this album plays itself out. Like we really, that's our biggest goal, is we're trying not to play this album out too much, but we're trying to write it for as long as we can in the same turn. So.
Yeah.
Hey, if people like it, we will play the show.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of upcoming shows.
Our next one is May 20th at the Roadhouse Bar in Flint.
Okay.
It's going to be with the almighty Sins of Hate. And we've got JWI Band.
And we've got Minus Two,
and
Boys
Minus
from
Two.
Muskegon. So bringing in a lot of out of town.
All good friends.
That day, yeah.
Okay.
They'll be on board with us and jamming down all night long. We got that other one coming up with the Carnival of Chaos.
Ah.
That one's in July. July 13th, 14th, 15th.
Yep, that's with Whitechapel. We came as Romans and Miss May I, so
it'll be a blast.
We're really excited about
it's
that.
Three nights of camping. Bring your own beer, bring a tent, camp, put it in the ticket.
Like one big summer party.
Big huge stage.
Hundreds of bands, EDM artists, and you know the DJs, and
it's gonna be a blast again.
Ah, sounds good. Sounds
like Christmas
great.
In July. Christmas in July.
There you go. All right. What do we have next?
This next one.
This is the new one.
It's the new one.
It's gonna be on the next album. It's called Oxygen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oxygen.
All right.
Take a breath of that one.
Let's inhale now. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. All righty.
Kids need some oxygen after that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. You're wearing me out just watching you play. So, is it a little cooler than it was last time, temperature-wise?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. It was like 90 degrees outside, moving all this stuff in last time.
I don't think it was quite that bad, but it was pretty hot that day.
Well, we're not done yet, so we'll see what's going to happen.
Things are getting steamy.
Well, it doesn't help having all that hair, Jason.
That's for sure.
Yeah, these are the shows that you put your hair in a ponytail for.
I'm good. I'm rocking this one out.
All right. So I know both of you, obviously, but let's have you introduce yourselves to the listening audience.
We'll let them. Oh, I guess I get to go first this time.
Let him go first.
I guess we're both the masterminds of this. So my name's Sean Pillen. We both come from the Flint area. We both have several influences on our resume and, you know, experiences. So we kind of just took what we gained off of our past, and we're here. We love to have fun.
Hi, I'm Jason. I like to eat sandwiches and play metal. I love to go to shows and just scream at all of you guys. It's so fun.
Lets out aggression, you know?
It really does.
Oh, it's a great therapy.
I need that.
It's catharsis. That's what they call it.
Oh, like that's the scientific term for the releasing of... Or...
Yes. Your emotions, your aggression, you know, anything that you're feeling. And
feels really good.
I was talking to somebody earlier today, and I was telling them, like, most people think that members of metal bands are real aggressive and really mean and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, man, I'm actually kind of nice.
Yeah, I know that. That's one of the things I respect about you two guys. You know, one of the things I've noticed since I've met you is you do a lot of shows that are like benefits.
Oh, yeah.
You know, things that help out people.
Definitely.
Yeah. Love to use our music as a weapon.
If we can do anything with our music to help any person in the world, we're there.
Yeah.
And if, yeah.
That's a great thing.
You know, even if it's just a song, say somebody likes metal, they're having a bad day, we would even go that far and be like, hey.
Come out to practice and chill. Yeah. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get away from what you're doing.
You got to care about your fellow human beings out there, everybody.
We love everyone that helps and supports us and loves metal. Anyone that's a metalhead's good with us.
Anybody that's a human's good
with
me.
Especially you, Scott.
Thank you. All right. What do we got now?
We're going to bust out a classic.
Okay. Covered?
This one, it's the first album.
It's a classic for you.
So
okay.
It's one of our first songs we wrote together. And
it's brand new for the new listeners out there.
For everyone out there, this one's called Fatal Misery.
Finish him. Why are we not Fire!
That's the song of the week there.
It's a fun song. It's one of our shorter ones, though.
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
Here's Scott.
All right, give us a second there.
But yeah, Sean, sorry. That was a classic.
Yes.
Okay, now you got it?
Yeah,
there you go. I was going to say, that's always the song of the week. I always laugh about it. Yeah. There's always one song every week that a band throws me off. Yeah. It's like a different length, and it stops abruptly.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm caught off guard, and I've got to go, oh, wait a minute, you know, and I got to rush to the mic, you know.
That's our shortest song for sure. That's a quickie.
We throw everybody off with that one, actually.
That's okay. There's no problem there. But it just always tickles me.
You know?
It always... Now
you're
I feel
tickling.
Like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Too much, Jason. Too much.
You've been tickled.
You know, it's kind of interesting. I think I forwarded something to you, Jason, or probably both of you. I don't remember off the top of my head. But a lot of the metal bands out there, there's a lot of two pieces.
Yeah, there's some really good ones.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember when I was growing up, it was a big deal. They called them power trios.
Yeah.
I mean, if you could pull it off with three people, wow, that was great. You know, like Rush or something like that,
yes,
you know?
Sir.
Now it's like two piece, and you guys sound like an entire band.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've
seen
that.
Them popping up a lot lately. Like, we just seen this really great two piece band. It was a bass drum combo, both did vocals.
Okay.
And it was down in Ypsilanti at the Maidstone and just blew my mind away.
They killed it?
He only had two toms, a bass drum, and a snare, and just brought so much sound out of that kit.
Mm-hmm.
Their name was Buback. They're from, I want to say, from the Detroit area.
Really?
Maybe Ypsilanti, but yes.
What's
if you
up,
get a
Buback?
Chance to check them out, Scott, check them out.
Oh, that whole lineup was sick the entire night. Check that lineup. You missed it. If you missed it, you missed it.
Another band that kind of was two-piece came through that kind of – they got a pretty big name around Michigan. They were called Beast in the Field. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Oh, I definitely heard of them.
Yeah, their drummer's sick, man.
I tried to get them down here, but they never could make it due to schedule conflicts. But I love them, guys. In fact, believe it or not, I started my show today with them.
Oh, awesome.
Cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Give it up for two-piece metal.
I'm bummed out that they're no longer, you know?
Yeah. It's sad. I see a lot of bands like that breaking up nowadays, though. Like, I do. Like, older bands.
That makes me sad. Very.
Well, I mean, you know, you can only do it so long.
Hey, you know, everyone's got their reasons.
Moment of silence for the great bands that have broken up over the last year.
But, no. Yeah, it was it was the website. It was either Metal Injection or Relapse Records. I can't remember. But they had a link for, like, their top 20, like, two-piece metal bands.
Sweet.
I want to say that was Metal Injected. I want to say I've seen that same thing.
Yeah. And it's, like, it's amazing what you can do with just two people, you know? Yeah. It's like
we try really hard to really put just – we want to play stuff people want to hear, that's for sure. We don't sit around dabbling with a – boring music.
Well, we also like you to feel what we're feeling up
like
here
it.
Sometimes, and like,
yeah,
if you can relate in a different way, by all means, relate. You know what I mean? Like, that's what we're here for. Mm-hmm. That's the great thing about metal, and like our metal scene here in Michigan, is that it's a judgment-free zone. Really, like, I don't see a lot of people judging people for what they like and what they dislike. It's kind of like a thing of, you know, as opposed to the general population, well, like, if you don't like this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not with the in. But it's not like that, man. So, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a time where it was, especially in the underground here.
Michigan metal is amazing.
Well, all different genres, but I've always told people, you know, I haven't traveled everywhere around the country,
right.
But I've been to other major cities. I've been to Chicago. I've been to New York City. I've been to, you know, various places. And I'm not saying they don't have good bands, but it just doesn't compete with Detroit.
No, a lot of cover music out there out of state, I've noticed. So
yeah, we don't do any
the
cover
top
songs.
40 stuff.
So. I agree, Sean. I agree.
We stick with the originals. And
I've gone to more than one festival, like one of those outdoor things that's the equivalent of, you know, Arts, Beats, and Eats or that kind of thing.
Right.
And like you said, it's either like cover bands or disco or, you know.
Something, yeah. It's just, I'm good with my originality. Like, even if we are not heard by the world, we're still out here doing what we love.
Yeah.
Like, that's the big thing about this. We're having fun this time around. We've both been into, like, a serious projects where stuff kind of got serious at times, and we've been in arguments with our past bands before, and it's not like that with us. We're here strictly for the fun, and, like,
yeah, we're all about having fun, playing the metal.
You know, if we're here following the right ears along the way, that's great. But right now, I mean, with me being only 2 years into drums, I mean, I've got a ways to go, and, like, we're still trying to find our ultimate sound as well, so.
Yeah. But, you know, I agree with you. Like, I do the same thing here. You know, it's like, obviously, being on college radio, I don't have a million listeners, but I would rather have the smaller crowd that really likes what I do than people just tuning in and going, yeah, whatever, and
that's
it's background noise, you know?
The difference of actually paying for the product and paying for the name, pretty much.
We want the people listening that like the metal.
I'm with you there.
The people that are here.
The people that are actually, like, looking at you, paying attention to you, instead of, like, just talking on their cell phones and just say, oh, yeah, I was at that show last night.
So if you're tuning in right now, you are awesome.
Yes, thank you. Thank you
for tuning in.
Thank you all for listening.
All right, let's do another one. What's it called?
This one's called Your Denial.
Brand new one.
Well, kind of. It's going to be on the next CD, guys.
Yeah.
Hey there, WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. And in Studio J, we have Fate of Misery for your listening pleasure.
Boy.
So that's who you have to blame, Fate of Misery and myself, your host, Scott Boatwright.
We hope your ear holes aren't bleeding yet.
Well, if you take this half of the blame, make sure you put it solely on the guitarist.
Oh, just blame it on fateofmisery.com.
I see what you did there, brother.
Ah, nice. Speaking of, let's go through that. If anybody wants your music, what's the places to get it?
fateofmisery.com.
Okay, and that will get you all the links. And
it's got everything you need. It's available there with our, on our merch page.
Okay. You have Facebook?
Yes, we are on Facebook.
It's Facebook available, yeah.
Fate_of_misery.
It is?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Just something like that. So that was a new one. That's going to be on the next release?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Is it going to be a full length or an EP?
We're going for a full length this time around.
Oh,
10
yeah.
to 12.
All right.
10 to 12 this time. So.
Okay. That's awesome. That's awesome. I look forward to it. You'll have to come back when that's done.
Oh, yeah.
We're down. You know, we're always down.
All right. Okay, what do we have now?
This one's off of the first one. We got a music video for this one.
Yes.
You can check it out on the
check
website.
Check it out on YouTube and the website.
I love everybody to see it.
Okay.
Oh, I made it myself. It was kind of hard.
Yeah.
It was really hard. It was a lot of fun, though. Me and Sean, we were blowing up some gasoline in a fire pit and, like,
it was
getting
awesome.
Some crazy shots. So, good fun. This one's called Eyes and Winds of Death.
Ooh. Okay.
And you heard it here second.
You're not your life, son. You're not your mind. You're not your life, son. You're not your mind. You're not your life, son. You're not your mind. You're not your life, son. You're not your mind. You're not your life, son. You're not your mind. You're not your life, son. You're not your mind. You're not your life, son. You're not your mind. You're not your life, son. You're not your mind. You're not your life, son. You're not your mind. You're not your life, son. You're not your mind. You're not your life, son. You're not your mind. You're not your life, son. You're not your mind. You're not your life, son. You're not your mind. You're not your life, son. You're not your mind. You're not your life, son. You're not your mind. You're not your life, son. You're not your mind. You're not your life, son. You're not your mind. You're not your life, son. You're not your mind. You're not your life, son. You're not your mind. You're not your life, son. You're not your mind. You're not your life, son. You're not your mind. You're not your life, son. You're not your mind. You're not your life, son. You're not your mind. You're not your life, son. You're not your mind. You're not your life, son. You're not your mind. You're not
got to die. Look on the night, look on the night. You want your lesson, you want it mine. Fear of never that day, you still lie. Long of die. The sun will feel the burden. Fear of never that day, you still lie. Long of die.
All right, live from Studio J with Fate of Misery. Okay.
Having a good time, man.
Having a great old time.
That's good. I'm great. So, what are your favorite bands, both of you?
This time you first.
All right. I don't know. I'm a big fan of a band coming to town soon, Amon Amarth. Oh, yeah. Huge fan of them. I love Arch Enemy.
Yes.
Big fan of them.
Arch Enemy is good.
I always have them on my Pandora.
I look to a lot of my peers in the underground myself.
So, that's for sure.
Like Vicarian, Pestilent Age, Sleepless Malice. Mm-hmm. We could go on and on and on and on and on and on and on by this because there's so much great talent here in Michigan. Not just Detroit, like all over Michigan, it seems like. Like I've seen bands come from Traverse City, from the UP, from down in Holland, down to Detroit. So, I mean, there's a lot of bands in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
hey, we were jamming out to a little Mudvayne's first album.
Yep.
We love that guy. I love that first album. The LD50.
Okay.
Yes.
We're jamming that out. Yeah. Like a lot of the other songs, too.
I'd say as far as bigwigs, though, I look to, like, Lamb of God, In Flames,
Slayer,
you know, the big four. I mean, I kind of dig that era of metal, too, you know, like, there's a couple that should have been in the big four that ain't, like, such as, like, Exodus and...
Just call it a big...
I love it.
Big 20, man.
Call it a big 20.
There you go.
Well, that's not before.
Like you said, there's a lot of them. One of my favorites is, it's not exactly your style, but Burzum.
Yeah. Yeah. I like them guys. So
it's just, well, yeah.
Check these guys out. Send me
I like
link.
Black metal. Black metal's good.
Yeah.
I like some.
Oh, yeah. I like black metal.
So, yeah, that definitely Jason, he's into some black metal for sure.
I always want to ask people, you know, because everybody has their own opinion to a certain extent. What do you think is the difference between black metal and death metal?
You know?
I've heard that they just write about, black metal, they write about more like where they're from, kind of, and like what they're up to with their beliefs on things, and like death metal is kind of just like die for any reason, die, and we can...
You know, that's kind of what I'd say is lyrical content divides them up, too.
Yeah, I don't really
sure.
write all about just dying all the time. I write about all kinds of random things I don't even know. It makes no sense.
Well, I guess, you know, my opinion is black metal is darker.
Yes, yeah,
and it's usually more doomy. It's usually slower.
Sludgier, yeah. A lot
sludgier, yeah. Yes. Whereas death metal usually is more speedy and more technical.
Oh, technical speaking of thrashy. A little bit of sludge, we got a little slowdown part in one of these songs coming up next.
Yeah. I mean, that's not saying that you can't cross
we
either
love
way.
Oh, sure, yeah.
We love to do all kinds of metal.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What do you got now?
Well, this next one.
We got a name for it. It's not probably radio approved.
But we're changing it up to...
Some people know it as...
You know, and the next... We changed it up for the All Ages show, though, into Smelly Cat.
Okay.
But it's about something else.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
All right, here we go. We're going to start with the intro to it.
All right.
Do you want to play rough? Okay. Uno. Say hello to my little friend. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Live from Studio J, WHFR.FM, the station making waves. We have Fate of Misery in the house.
Yeah.
From the Flint area. Okay.
Wow. So what you got?
All right. So you guys been doing this for a couple years now, huh?
Yeah, we're pushing 2 years.
Okay.
So
cool.
2 years.
Maybe a little over 2 years, actually.
Oh, yeah, we're all... So.
Or are we
two
under?
2 years and like 4 months or something.
Yeah, a little over 2 years still.
Yeah.
2 years, call 2 years.
That's cool. So.
This is, we both came from, we were both in a previous project together called 6 Seconds to Oblivion. Shout out to them boys, by the way. We
it was good
them,
times. We did have good times.
Good times. But
we've moved on.
That's kind of how we know each other is like through that band. We met there about, what was it, would you say 8 years ago?
Sean wasn't playing no drums. He was on vocals then.
Oh.
I was doing some backing vocals back then.
Are you talking about guitar. 6 minutes to Oblivion?
Nope, 6 seconds to Oblivion.
Oh, so different band.
There's
okay.
some other band
They try to think their name is.
Oh wait.
Gonna be as close as
ours. Yeah, I know. I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah, because they played that same show you did.
Yeah, I think that was 3 minutes to Oblivion.
I don't know.
I could be wrong. I apologize, but that's what I thought of when you said that. Okay.
Now we have become a force to be reckoned with.
Well, we try. We like to try.
Fate of misery.
All right. Well, let's squeeze in a couple more songs.
I think so. All right, guys. Well, this is gonna. That was a new one, by the way.
Yep.
I'll be on the next album as well. We're really trying to show you guys some new ones. This one's called Sedation. It's going to be on the next album, too.
Yes, sir.
We are ready to go.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right.
Need some drink out of that one.
Yeah, I'm getting a headache now. I've been banging my head so much this hour, you know. Bam, bam, bam.
Hey, thanks. We're glad you like what we're laying down here for sure, man. That makes a difference. It's kind of why we do this. It's that way, you know, hopefully people do like what we play. I mean, it's not totally why we do this, I guess. Like, we play what we love because we love what we play. And
that's what it's all about.
Like it along the way.
That's what it's all about.
A little poetry on it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so one
I
more.
I wrote a new song today, too.
So one more time, in case somebody wasn't listening at the very beginning, upcoming shows and where to find your music.
Oh, yeah, we forgot one, by the way, earlier. So we got May 20th at the Roadhouse.
We got June 17th
June
at the Roadhouse.
At the Roadhouse.
And that's
in Flint, Michigan.
In Flint.
Yeah, just
find
verify.
Find it up on West Pasadena, 3336 West Pasadena Avenue.
Bunch of great bands with
I
us.
I would make the flyers, so I memorize all
Also, we got the Music Made Me Do It Fest, that's Carnival of Chaos Presents.
We got tickets for that one, by the way. They're
that's
available.
With Whitechapel and Miss May I, and We Came as Romans.
Three
nights of metal. You can order tickets, merch, everything that we have for sale. You can generally order at www.fateofmisery.com.
You can order Sean for the night,
or you can order a Jason.
Oh yeah. Well,
wait,
you can book us. That's about it.
Wait, I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
No, they can book us. That's cool.
No, and we really appreciate everybody that's tuning in right now. Thank you. It means a lot to us. I'm sure it means a lot to Scott as well. I mean, it means a lot to us that you've had us here today, Scott. We really appreciate you for this.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And if you guys are on the website, sign up for our email list for all kinds of updates to your email.
Yes.
We appreciate it if you join that and send you guys merch deals or whatever, you know.
Okay.
Hooking it up.
Discounts.
So fateofmisery.com, that'll get you where you need to go.
Yes.
The next five people that sign up on my email account, well.
On the guest list, you mean?
They get a free CD, digital copy. I'll email it to you.
Free album for the first five that sign up on our email
list. First five.
So.
Could be anyone hearing this.
Cool.
Fateofmisery.com.
All right, cool. All right, we got time for one more. Thanks again, gentlemen, for coming down.
Awesome.
Thank you. This one is called Becoming the King of, I don't know if I can say it on air, but.
I think hell's a place, right?
What's that?
Oh, yeah. Hell's a place, right?
It's a place.
We come in the king of what?
Hell, Michigan.
We come in the king of hell.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay, cool.
You can say hell. All
right, well, this is our last tune for you guys. We really hope that you've liked what you've heard here. Like I said, get to our website. Check us out, fateofmisery.com.
Let's do it.
Check out WHFR, their website. So here we go with our last tune.
the one that's here. Dying and dying. Dying streets to rest. Don't let the joints, love that you love, down in the way. Must not the sun, fire your gun, fire your grenade. The fire is gone, the blood of the day.
All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn.